Kingdom Works with Rick Prosser.
The first circle, and what I would say that every couple needs to start with, is connection.
One of the gentlemen she was talking to every week said that her call is the only person that she talks to other than kind of medical professionals.
We have guys in Stockton, part of our team. We have a ministry team that goes around, just talks to people, knocks on doors, says hello. And the biggest thing they get response for is, can we pray for you?
Elevating the kingdom of God throughout Newcastle and the Hunter. This is Kingdom Works with Rick Prosser.
Hey, Rick Prosser, Kingdom Works. It's great to be with you again. Hey, go to our website, kingdomworks.org.au. That's where you can find us. We'd love to put you in contact with some of the people we've had on the programs and some really great things that are emerging here in the Hunter region, around the nation. In the nations, the Lord's doing a mighty work in our hour. We'd love to hear from you as well. Go to our website. We've got an e-news that goes out every few weeks. You can subscribe to that. I'll tell you what, you're going to love my special guest today, Lyndon Simons. Great to have you on the program.
Thank you, Simmons.
Simmons. Lyndon, we'll call you, we'll just stick to your first name, Lyndon. Hail from, well, up the Hunter Valley. You're part of the Hunter region, Maitland Evangelical Church.
That's right.
And you birthed a ministry called Outgrow Ministries. Mm. Outgrow Ministries. Just put a bit of shape around that, Lyndon, as to what that is.
Yeah, well, Outgrow Ministries, I found it to be, it's the banner I work under, which helps support believers find freedom from the entanglement of pornography and other unwanted sexual behaviours, but also to help equip the church to understand the impacts that pornography is having and how we can respond to that in a holistic and Christ-honouring way. And so that can look like a number of different things. I lead a bunch of groups with guys just walking along them in their own journey of finding freedom from this, but also meeting with churches and running seminars for them, short courses, training leaders, to be able to run groups within their own church to see this as real discipleship that they're doing with their people.
I mean, it's a big area. Well, I say it's a big area, but it's a very narrow focus. How did you land on this? I mean, let's rewind a little bit. I mean, you're married, four kids. You've had a great career in education. You've got a diploma of counselling, you're working towards a master's, but let's rewind, how do you land here?
Yeah, well, it's not the sort of thing you sort of grow up telling people this is what I'm going to be doing when in my working career.
No, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, so, I mean, I guess really it birthed out of my own and struggle with pornography. This was something as a 13, 14-year-old sort of stumbled across and sort of, became something I kept coming back to and couldn't escape on my own efforts. And it was something my wife and I spoke about before we got married. And we just sort of thought, once we're married, that'll fix it, right? Everything will be fine from then. But it's not the sort of thing that marriage just fixes. Right? Pornography is less about sex and it's more about having something that we go to try to medicate, to escape, to not have to deal with the uncomfortable and difficult parts of life.
So very powerful. So it was your experience, because that's probably a common thought, isn't it? Well, this is a problem, but marriage and intimacy with a lifelong partner will solve everything. That's not what happened.
Yeah, well, no, pornography, I guess, trains us to see to see sex apart from intimacy. It doesn't bring the connection that God designed sex to have between a husband and wife. When that's the way our brain has been trained, and you look at average exposure to pornography being about 11 years old in Australia, and that can be 10 plus years that they've had that shaping their brain before they come and maybe get married. And so it can bring a lot of damage into that relationship.
What sort of, I imagine, with the internet now, I mean, once upon a time that was probably 16 or 17, and it was probably magazines and different things, but now it's 11.
Yeah, a bit younger for boys, a bit older for girls.
Gosh. What sort of impact did that have on your relationship with your wife?
Yeah, well, in many ways, it was sort of stuck in this cycle of, it always been something that ended up coming to the surface and sort of confessing and me just seeing the absolute hurt and betrayal and damage that caused her, and then me promising to try harder. And things going all right for a little while, but then never really addressing the things underneath that drove me there. And so it was only a matter of time before it happened again, and then that cycle just sort of repeated until, so yeah, a few years ago where it was, I've got to do something different here.
Because for you, I'd imagine for you, it's like this, you're plummeting into shame and guilt and everything as well.
It's the damage it causes the other person, but you know, even for yourself, the relational impacts with God and your own spirituality, and those feelings of shame and I promise I'm not going to do this, but I keep going back and I don't want to, but it keeps happening. And
so there was a catalytic moment where you thought, I've got to do something different. What I'm doing, what
just promising to try harder.
Not working.
And so, I looked for sort of these other guys that are sort of wanting to work on this and overcome this in their life. And so, ended up finding a group, not in Australia, couldn't find anything locally around here. And so I ended up joining online with guys from the US and UK. And I was sort of in that context of, in community, being open and vulnerable with others, and really understanding those drivers underneath that behavior that God brought about freedom and changing my life, and not just in this area but in so many other aspects as I address those things. And so
what was it, so you partnered with someone online? And it was like a group, was it like confession, accountability, or freedom? What was it?
So a small group of guys, same group of guys we met with weekly. Yep. We chat about how our weeks had been and sort of, that involved confession if the things we'd been struggling with. But also there was some videos that we'd watch and sort of discuss as well. So it was not just confession focusing on the past. It was also then looking at how we're going to be growing and changing into the future.
And that was all shaped around the image of God.
Thoroughly biblically based.
Share that little part for you and your journey, how who you were in Christ it really synchronized things for you.
One of the key things is that I realized as I went on this journey, which I guess trying to understand what drew me to that,
right,
as an adolescent, for example. I said, grew up in a Christian family, part of the church, I performed well at school, academically, sport, music, all of that. And I guess I came to think that what others expected of me was this perfection, that I needed to uphold this image that I was praised for, and that's how I found my worth, and very much that performance-based mentality. And what I came to see was that pornography became a place for me to go where I didn't have to try and uphold that, because we know we can't uphold an image of perfection. We're not perfect, only Christ is. And so it was sort of that escape for me, go, well, I don't have to think about what others are expecting of me. I can just think about myself and what I want. And so how I wish I understood and was able to apply the gospel into that and just go, well, I don't have to be perfect because Jesus is. When God sees me, he sees the perfect work of Christ. And so I don't need to try and uphold this image. I have it in Christ. And so I can choose to be vulnerable and open with others and have a genuine intimacy and connection with others without trying to hide this part of me that I don't want anyone to find out about.
Very powerful. Hey, if you just joined us, Rick Prosser, a special guest today, Lyndon Simmons, Outgrow Ministries, which really is a resource to the church, the body of Christ, believers everywhere, to support and get free from pornography. It's a big deal. So the deeper dive back into you as a makeup, as a young man, was part of the freedom of this as well.
Yeah, and this expressed itself in many other ways in life, just seeking this approval from others. And so as I started to understand the connection and how sort of pornography was this place I was going to, as I was able to more ground myself in my worth in Christ and his identity, and just seeing the flimsiness and fickleness of basing my worth in others' opinions and thoughts, then that gave me a much stronger foundation to work from. And even that desire to go to these things started to decrease because I wasn't searching for something that only Christ could provide.
Yeah, wow, very powerful. Barna Research recently released some Christian-specific data around pornography. What did this reveal?
Well, the good news is pornography use is slightly lower in the church for those that are practicing Christians.
Okay, so slightly. So it's still prolific.
So the percentages for males, about 75% of males are using pornography regularly, and that is adult practicing Christians. So that means they say their faith is important to them and they've attended church recently. Females, it's about 40%. This research was, similar research was done about 7 or 8 years prior, and males was about 66%, so that's risen up to 75, and females was about 20%, risen up to 40. So you really see that this is not just a male issue, this is a humanity issue, a people issue that is not, the church is not immune to.
So the increase in pornography being addictive for women is increasing at a faster rate. I mean, admittedly on smaller numbers, but a faster rate than men. So it's a big broad issue.
Yeah, absolutely. And the porn industry has a lot of money behind it, and so when they're looking at untapped market, we're really seeing pornography that is aimed to females. Yeah.
You mentioned before when you were trying to get free from things, you were going to do something different. You were searching for where can I get help, and where can I get support, and what's since then, and your journey of freedom in this, you've created resources with this with Outgrow Ministries that's really going to hit the ground running. What sort of resources are available specifically, we'll say, from Outgrow Ministries that might help people in this position, and churches and Christian ministries?
Yeah, so not long into my journey, I came across Freedom Fight, which is an organisation that have programs. And I really saw this program as a providing the framework to be able to, for me, to be able to support others with, and for others then to take that and hopefully support others too. The Freedom Fight program is one that I use with guys, one that I train leaders to be able to use, especially within the church. It's very much a biblically based but clinically informed approach to finding their freedom from pornography and other unwanted sexual behaviours. That sort of really at the heart of it is that discipleship, where we're addressing those things alongside in small group community, and we are walking alongside one another.
And you do larger seminar based to really surface the...
Yeah, because of the prevalence of this, it is an issue that we all need to be better equipped with.
Yeah.
To understand how it's impacting those around us. Because when you combine those stats from Barna between the male and female, it's actually 54% of all Christian adults in the church, right? We're using pornography with some frequency. And so if you've got a church of more than two people, this is an issue that needs to be addressed, right?
That's an interesting way to put it, actually.
The awareness piece is really key. And that's one thing I do, meet with churches and, seminars, raising that awareness for all of us, and even shorter courses, which again equip, whether it be yourself or if you're wanting to support others in their own journey.
Does somebody's story, a testimony come to mind where you've been working with someone over some time? Has anything come to mind?
Well, it's amazing that I guess the diversity that sort of happens within groups. I've got some guys that, will come along and just in that community, in that space straight away, it's leaving that behavior behind. And they've, I guess, had a clean sheet, if you like, to walk forward in. For others, they've been a year and a half into this journey, and they've come into this with, struggling with the problem has really gripped them hard, right? And so it's been that slow journey, but it's always been, moving in the right direction.
Yep.
And so seeing them just uncover new aspects of this and be able to see that growth, thousands of miracles week by week, it's been really encouraging.
Brilliant. Now, your seminars would have both male and females in them. Yep. The support groups that you have, are they mixed gendered or are they gender specific?
The support groups are gender specific.
Yeah.
There's groups for males and females separately.
Yeah, that's cool. Well, what would you, just in some concluding comments to listeners that may be in this space and struggling this and have been for a long time, or know of someone, or what would you say to them? How could you encourage them?
Yeah, I guess there's support, there are resources out there. Whether it be you can jump onto my website and make contact, but there's plenty of other great organisations that are doing really good things, and so you don't have to do this alone. There's others you can get alongside and can walk with you in this journey.
That's brilliant. Yeah. It's brilliant, then, and it's amazing how the Lord's used your story. You're an educator as well, and how he's knitted that together, and you training in, you know, nearing going into a master's of counselling, Christian counselling, how the Lord's used your story and narrative to produce resource and support. Well done to you for stepping out into this big world. Well, it is a huge world, but it's not regularly spoken of. And so well done to you for being a resource to the church and believers everywhere. It's amazing.
Thank you. God's been kind in bringing me along that journey, not letting go of me.
Yeah. Hey, go to our website, kingdomworks.org.au. We'd love to connect you with Lyndon, Outgrow Ministries. This could be a life-changing resource to your church, your community, friends and family. It could just liberate them into a fuller life in Christ. And so you'll find us on our website. We'll put the links in our feeds as well to connect you up with Lyndon. It's great being with you. Join me again soon. Bye for now.
This has been Kingdom Works on Rema FM.